Hey, it's TJ, and my sweet wife, Jody, said to me the other day, "Hey, since you're such a big shot with Cozy Earth, why don't you get me one of those Luxe bathrobes?" And I said, "I would love to, my treasure." And you know, since I'm Cozy Earth's best influencer, I get that big 41% discount on everything they have at Cozy Earth. You'll get that same discount just because you know me. Just make sure you use my name, TJ, as the code when you go to tjriggins.com/deals. The name TJ lets them know that you're with me and you get that big 41% discount. And everything at Cozy Earth is luxurious.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Hey, that old girl in there sounded like she'd be pretty hot, man. Who said, "Hey, just the best. The perfect way to start your day."
Oh, yeah. Yeah, hot.
Wake up beside us every morning.
Yeah, I love that.
Oh, man. You remember the days where the stereotypical radio guy was that? His pervert?
Yeah.
We never were the stereotype of radio people, other than just being a little crazy.
Yeah, maybe a little, every once in a while.
But we always made fun of, you know, that.
Yeah, because we worked with a lot of them.
Uh-huh, yeah. But they're not like that anymore. I don't think, you know why? Because I think most radio personalities, they've gone more of a nerd style.
We need to find like a happy medium.
They ain't cool like we used to be, man.
Like pervs?
Yeah.
No, not necessarily your perverts, but somebody who, you know, who was cool, man about town, like the ladies. You
catting
know,
around.
Yeah, out there, Tom catting. You know, type of fella that would never have a book bag on completely across his back with both straps.
Mm-hmm. He'd do the one strap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Classic.
Yeah, unless you've got a backpack that you're, you know, doing some sort of trek with. If it's a computer bag or a book bag and you're not on a motorcycle at the time and you got both straps on, then you look a little like you might need some help getting where you're going.
Yeah. I don't like, I don't even let my kids wear them like that.
Yeah,
I'm like, put it on one shoulder. You got this.
It looks like that you're the lost kid when you got the both of them on. You're holding the straps.
You look nervous.
Yeah.
You look nervous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then
some glasses.
I always use that to describe the radio personalities of the day, because we worked with a guy who's super nice, but he was that tight. He would wear the backpack like that every day when he'd come in and out of work. And now he's super successful in one of the big broadcast companies and stuff.
But oh, no way.
Yeah, because that's what they like.
Yeah.
I think because they can push him around.
Sure. Give him swirly him, when yeah. he's not acting right.
Yeah, push him in the lock or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Steal his lunch money.
Because mm-hmm. you know how vicious those corporate radio heads are.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, vicious.
Vicious.
So, none of that here.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
It makes it even worse if you buckle. Have you ever seen somebody with the two straps and the buckle across his chest? Mm-hmm. You're like, "Oh, bro, what are you doing?"
And that, again, that's only if you're just walking around.
Yeah.
Doing your regular thing. If you're doing some sort of activity and you need to do that, fine. Even I'll give you buckling it in the middle, even if you're just like running through the airport to catch your flight because you're late. You might need to do that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to accept it then.
You don't even accept
it. Because you look like a loser running through the airport.
You know what makes you really look like a loser? Trying to run in flip-flops.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Hold on. Oh, wait.
Bless their hearts.
Yeah. That's a regular flip-flops are worse to run in even than pool slides.
Yeah, I've never had to do that. That's got to be tough, too.
Keeping the toe thong in there is hard to do, running.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, these are the things in life that people just don't understand that are challenges.
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
these are difficult life challenges.
Sure.
Yeah, and we're here to help.
Always. Well, there's a new, I think it's a new Guinness World Record holder for doing something that is absolutely disgusting. We uncovered this yesterday, so it's today's In Case You Missed It replay, and you don't want to miss it coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey, I'm Riggins, and I'm not a foot freak like those weirdos on the internet, but I am a freak about footwear. My dad sold socks for decades, and I know everything about feet. I'm not kidding. And now I'm super excited to tell you about Tico Socks, one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Tico socks are designed for all your adventures, running, walking, hiking, skiing, cycling. Experience the comfort and durability of Tico socks on your next adventure. Head over to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ to save 15% off your Tico socks order.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new tjriggins.com, sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at tjriggins.com.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Yay, yay. So on yesterday's award-winning program, we made the announcement and featured one of the newest Guinness Book of World Records holders, and it is a she, and she's disgusting, and she might as well, they might as well call this the Guinness record for having the worst manners. So it's today's In Case You Missed It replay.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
Riggins sent me some audio this morning that I think is disgusting and weird, because I think that one of the biggest problems in our culture right now is people just don't have manners anymore. And they're now awarded for not having manners. This is the world's loudest female burper.
Oh.
Yeah, listen.
The best drink would probably be a Sprite with a snack. And then all of a sudden you just let a big monster burp rip. My name is Kimberly Winter.
107.3.
And I hold the world record for the women's loudest burp. I've always been told that I was the loudest burper anyone's ever heard. One time I got kicked out of a bar just for one burp. A lot of people are disgusted at the dinner table. My mom hated when I burped, but I started recording my burps on TikTok and it really took off. A lot of my fans like me to burp their name. My audience grew really fast. So just be yourself, because you never know how many people out there are going to enjoy you for just being you.
No, see, when it comes to stuff like this, you should have been taught to not be yourself. There are certain times when you can't fully be yourself and still remain a civilized person. If I owned a business and you ripped a loud burp like that in my business, I'd kick you out too.
That is unreal.
Why would you be burping loudly in public like that anyway? I don't care if it is a bar. It could be a biker bar. I wouldn't care.
Yeah, it could be a cockfight. I mean,
yeah.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. What is new radio? New radio is Yvette. We'll be live more and more throughout 2025.
It keeps me connected to all my friends.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
And thank you for being a friend. Ooh, isn't that Golden Girls?
Yeah.
Golden Girls.
I don't know an ooh, oh, whoa in it, though.
You made that part up.
I might have made that part up. You know what's always funny about that? And you see it about every 6 months. Somebody goes, you know, you realize those women were filming that show when they were in their 40s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's probably true, but what is that? Like, people just get better looking over time. Like, are 20-year-olds now better looking than 20-year-olds 30 years ago?
No. The society has become more and more immature in certain areas. Like, back then, see, I'm 55, and you would have never seen a man on that show my age now that would have been that age then. You would never see him walk up in a pair of jeans and a t-shirt with writing on it. Mm-hmm. You know, they always dress them to look older and more mature and successful and all of that.
Yeah.
And you know, they made them look older than they were.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
That's not how they really looked, I guess.
And the one that played Sophia, who is Dorothy's mom on the show, was the same age as the rest of them. Mm-hmm. And she played an 80-something-year-old woman.
Oh, and they were all the same age pretty much? Oh, I didn't know that either. Uh-huh. So you're lumping yourself into that category as well. You're not as mature as a 50.
Not in certain areas. Like, I never remember my dad dressing the way I dress, even on casual times, you know.
I'm looking at your hat. You got it like a beer logo on your hat.
Exactly.
Yeah. He wouldn't have done that at 50.
Yeah, he'd have probably worn the hat, but not if it said a beer company on it. No way.
No.
Yeah. Mm. And also times change with new innovations like hair extensions. I mean, people, you know, there's just certain things. If people didn't have good hair back then, they'd chop it off, you know, because it was so thin.
Yeah.
My mom always said that, the thin hair, now I got the mom cut, you know.
Well, that, you know, it used to be a thing, and it kind of, I think, still is with a lot of people. When you reach a certain age, having long hair makes you look older. They would say it makes you look older, so you need a shorter haircut the older you get.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you think about it. You think about an old Marxist college professor lady who has that stringy gray hair just coming all the way down to her butt, and, you know,
she
looks terrible, like all Marxists do.
Well, Lindsay, I have a question. You're in your early 40s. You're 40 or something.
Tread lightly. What are you going
to
say?
I'm just asking because you've got long, pretty blonde hair and you used to wear extensions. I know you don't wear the extensions anymore, but like, what is your...
When's my time?
When is your time? Have you thought about it at all?
I think about it all the time.
Really?
And it'll be never. And I'll tell you why. My face is too fat for the short hair, period. You can argue with me on that. Don't argue with me on that. It's bloated 24/7. We're not doing the mom haircut. No.
So you're going to rock
it a little. Will I do it a little shorter? Yeah. Maybe. But am I doing a full Carol Gladden mom haircut? No.
That's her mom. Carol. Yeah. Well, I used to love doing this trick and playing this joke on Jody's friends. Because Jody would experiment with her hair. I'd ask her to cut it short. This would look good. I'd take her hairstyles and she would get it done. She cut it way short one time. I would say to her friends, you know, you'd look good with a short haircut. And they say, oh, God, my husband would die. My husband wants my hair long. He would die. I said, well, that just means he doesn't think your face is good enough to pull off a short haircut. You know that, right? But I do. I think you would look good.
Yeah, I do.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
All guests of the TJ and Riggins show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Enjoy this beautiful new hotel in the South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. You'll stay in a gorgeous modern room surrounded by fantastic restaurants, specialty boutiques, and some awesome breweries. They'll host your business meetings and weddings too. No one does it quite like the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. Experience the lively history and energetic vibe of Charlotte from the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
Now back to the TJ and Riggins show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
I know how people love the Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
And there are items at the Chick-fil-A that I like a lot. For example, I love the chicken minis, and I wish they had them all day long.
So good.
But then again, I'm glad they don't, if you know what I mean.
Girl.
Because
tell me about
saddlebags that I got would just be 10 times worse.
What a nightmare.
If I could get a chicken mini anytime I wanted it during the day. But I also most of the time, I don't just flip out over Chick-fil-A like a lot of people do. It's good, but most of the time I'd rather have those burgers they show in the Chick-fil-A commercials that are supposed to look so terrible. I'd rather have that.
For sure.
Because I love an ugly burger, man.
Me too.
With a cow that's like, don't eat this. Yeah. Like, no, that looks delicious.
But I do like when Chick-fil-A has milkshakes. I like their milkshakes. But I don't know so much about this new one that I think they started this. Maybe they're testing it. Mm. It's called Ice Dream Spin and Float. So it's a milkshake with any flavor soft drink in it.
Oh, okay.
I guess it would be like, I mean, I would be okay with your typical, you know, Coke and root beer, those kind that you eat floats. Or I really, really love a float made with Sunkist orange.
Mm. Yes.
That's delicious. But I know people are going to be putting Mountain Dew in it.
Oh,
who do you think's going to be doing that?
Well, got an idea. Rob would do it.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are going to Mountain Dew.
Probably.
Maybe some C4. Fountain C4s at Chick-fil-A.
I'm cool with like a Dr. Pepper even. I think that would
you
be
think
really
that would
good.
Be good?
Probably.
Yeah. Mm. I like that too. But anything citrusy is not going to work other than Sunkist.
Yeah. But I guess it's going to be more like a float because the thickness of the shakes. But usually Chick-fil-A shakes are not so thick you can't drink them. I don't remember them being that way.
Oh, really?
Because that's a pet peeve of mine.
Oh, we do know that.
Not like Cookout. Yeah.
Oh.
They're so hard to
get. I know. Oh, man. I've had moments of flipping out over the shake being too thick. But I do like when Chick-fil-A has the peach shakes.
Yeah. That's seasonal, isn't it?
Something? I think so. Because they have real peaches in the thing, which, again, hard to drink through a straw.
Yeah, you gotta. Mm-hmm. My brother lives down in Atlanta, so they got Chick-fil-A's everywhere. He's like, you know what I always get at Chick-fil-A? Ask for a Sun Delight. I was like, Matt, shut up. There's no chance in hell that I'm going up to the drive-thru. Can I get a large Sun Delight?
What is that?
I don't know.
What is it, Lynn?
If it's what I'm thinking of, it's I do diet lemonade and unsweet tea. Is that what he gets?
It's like an Arnold. It sounded like an Arnold Palmer.
Yeah.
Arnold Palmer. Yeah.
I get the diet, but you can do any.
But he's just like so cocky about it. You got to order a Sun Delight. I'm like 37. I'm not doing that.
Even if I liked it, I'm too masculine to order that.
Yeah, I would never.
Just like if I loved that sauce at Arby's, I would still not say, give me some horsey sauce.
No, I'm not doing it.
Horsey sauce.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
All right, here's how you can tell that you're getting older. Getting old. Now, getting old is Riggins and Lindsay. Already old is what I am. But then again, I told some people yesterday that I've been, an old man since I was in my 20s.
Yeah.
I always acted like an old man.
Sure.
But when you start the day greeting each other and the conversation immediately starts in with medical procedures, that's a sign that the elderly stage is here.
Comes quick.
Because Riggins has to go get his finger looked at today. Something going on with this. His middle finger's all swole.
What? You just woke up and it was swollen?
A couple of things happened all at the same time, and I just maybe smashed my finger a little too hard.
Oh, okay. You're probably fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't even worry about it if I were you. Don't even go to the doctor or anything. Yeah. I already told you what I think it is.
No.
It could be several things.
Yeah.
Any of those. They're not deadly.
Yeah.
It's no big
you're
deal.
Fine. Yeah.
And then we found out that Lindsay had a full facelift yesterday.
Yeah. Full-on. Pain free. And I never can say that about any procedure I get.
Yeah.
But I can honestly say pain free.
It's called a pain free facelift.
Yes.
I see no scars. I don't see any of the stitches or staples or anything.
No, nothing. So it's like a laser that you cannot feel, and it goes down to the, like, let me get this right, the dermis layer. I don't know. He did a lot of, like, long words. But anyway, it makes your skin glowy and fully snatched. Okay. Like you've had a facelift, but you cannot feel a thing, and it takes 15 minutes.
How long does it last?
What did he say? 3 months, maybe?
Oh. Okay, so but it doesn't lift your face or the skin on your face like a facelift does.
Right.
They just call it that because they're marketing.
Well, and it tightens your skin.
Okay.
So, I mean, listen, if you need a real facelift, this isn't the thing for you. But if you just need a little tighten and brighten, yes. Do I look glowy?
Yeah, you do. You know, and you got kind of a, you know, if you had a gray beard, maybe like Kenny Rogers right before he passed.
So how this how this conversation about like the facelift and all this started was he listens to the show and he heard TJ, you said you would like hair removal on your beard or I forgot the conversation.
Yeah, the beard line. Yeah.
The beard line. And so we start talking about how when I was on the show 10 years ago, I did laser hair removal and it hurt so bad. Like it was just the new technology. It just hurt. Felt like you were getting stung by like 1,000 bees. So then I go into how Riggins did Miradry. And I was like, he said, that is so the most painful thing you can do. And I'm like, that doesn't make sense. Riggins is a wuss, you know? And he was like, no, it is. So now everything's pretty much pain-free. I mean, it's insane. Laser hair removal, this facelift. Oh. So it's exciting. New technology.
Yeah. And if you don't know what Miradry is, then just hang on because we will put Riggin's armpits on display next.
This is the TJ and Riggin Show.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay. So to wrap up the story of cosmetic procedures on the show, Riggins, one of the radio stations we used to work for came and said, hey, I got this client and this is the procedure they do. We need someone to endorse that. Riggins, would you be the one to go have the procedure and then talk about it, talk about your experience? Now, it used to be whenever we did commercials for laser hair removal or Botox, any of those types of things, we could never mention anything about the pain level, not even say it doesn't hurt at all, or it only hurts a little, or nothing about the pain. Because they didn't even want to bring up the subject in a commercial. So Riggins went and had this procedure where they hit your underarms with a laser to kill the sweat glands. So Riggins never sweats under his arms now.
Hardly at all. Yeah. And that was the first cosmetic thing I had ever had done. And I'd rather be sweaty than do that again.
No, really? because that's totally worth it. I mean, now.
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, it's cool, but I didn't really have a problem with a lot of sweating. So it was just like, why did I do this?
And he said that it hurt so bad.
Yeah, it was painful. Mm. Very painful.
Well, it's verified from the doctor I saw yesterday. He was like, that's shocking that he did that. It's one of the most painful things you can do.
Really? Yeah. Mm. I don't have a high tolerance. Yeah,
you're not
good
with pain.
So I was like, I'm probably just being sensitive, but it hurt badly.
It goes down so low or so internal because it hits those glands. So it's going through your dermis. I mean, it's,
Oh God. All into your dermis.
Through it.
I love how I know what I'm, I think I know what I'm talking. I have no clue what I'm talking about.
I don't even know where my dermis is.
Yeah. And I'm sure they've made vast improvements since I had it done. Yeah. If there's like a Miradry 2, I'd be happy to endorse it.
Right.
Yeah. Give it a try.
I'll do it all over my body.
Sure.
Because I never want to sweat again. Go crazy. Ever.
Yeah.
But Riggins, the day that you, when you had long hair and you took your backpack off and it ripped out a chunk of your hair.
Yeah.
What is that pain level compared to getting a laser on your armpits?
That was a one compared to this. I mean, it was the worst pain I've ever felt.
Yeah.
I feel terrible saying this, but it was true.
And I was just saying, I have had some severe football injuries in my life. I've had broken ribs. I've had vertebrae knocked out of line. I've had concussions. I had all kinds of stuff. Broken fingers. But the most pain I've ever been through in my life was the day I was getting my hair cut. And I said, the hair on the back of my neck grows out before my other hair does, and it looks sloppy. Can you just wax that? Mm. And she tried to talk me out of it, but I was like, no, it's good, because I'm pretty good with pain. I handle pain pretty well. And she waxed up that one side of my neck and ripped it out, and I almost passed out. I started getting dizzy. It hurt so much. And I said, that's it. No, do the other side. I can't take another one of that.
I love that you got one side done.
No, the other side was like a squatch coming out.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Well, it's official. Spring has sprung. Today's the first day of spring. Welcome. Welcome, spring. Yay.
You know what I'm going to do to celebrate?
What?
I'm going to get my fishing license today.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah.
You don't have your fishing license already?
Well, you got to get a new one every year.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
You can't just renew it?
Well, I guess you can do one for, I think you can do one for longer, but it costs more and all that.
Really? So, Is it a lengthy process? Do you got to go, or you just go up to the office and
you do it online?
Oh, you can do it online. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Nice. Yeah. Big plans to fish this year.
Yeah.
Love that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Crappy.
You're getting, what were you saying?
No. Just, what are you looking to catch?
Well, Louisiana, we call what people call crappy or crappie. We call them white perch. But I like catch old catfish and bream and bass. Now, I ain't a bass fisherman, but if a bass wants to bite that worm I got out there, live bait, then I'll sure snatch his lips off.
Snatch his lips off. So do you eat? You eat them?
Oh,
or
yeah.
No?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I figured.
Yeah, you seem like the type.
You would. Well, happy spring, and it is feeling nice outside. I hope you're enjoying it. Lipton is trending today. Lipton announced that they are getting rid of one of their most iconic flavors, peach Lipton iced tea. Now, I was never a Lipton person. We had real tea at my house. But
not even the Lipton tea bags that you would make the tea with?
Yeah, the tea bags.
You're talking about the bottled.
The bottled or the whatever, those Nest tea or whatever. Uh-huh. But yeah, they said they were getting rid of the peach iced tea, and people freaked out. And they said, rest in peach. Well, it turns out it was just an early April Fool's Day prank.
Yeah.
They said, we're not doing that at all. It's the middle of March.
Yeah. You can't. And I saw that and I was like, what's worse? Somebody that does an April Fool's thing or says something, they're joking with you and whatnot on like April 20th.
Yeah.
And then instead of just saying, I'm kidding, they say April Fool's. Well, okay. It's come and gone. Been gone.
Yeah.
So what's worse, the too early or the too late?
Too early.
But, yeah. I hate April Fools on April Fools, so I don't like any of them. Y'all better not try to trick me with something.
But, you know, April actually is the birth month of the fools. Everybody born in April is a fool.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're not fools because our birthstone's a diamond, okay?
Oh, you're born in April, is that?
Yeah, Lindsay and that silly woman that I'm married to.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she mm-hmm.
sounds like we're smart.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah,
you do sound like you're smart.
Yeah.
Just kidding, all the April children out there. I was just joking.
Absolutely.
Your birthday is important.
Sure. And then Kanye is trending again for another day. He has accused his ex-wife, Kim Kardashian, of being a sex trafficker. He literally said Kim Kardashian is a sex trafficker. Anyway, he just goes on. He's been on this tirade for a couple days now, just really going in on some people that he at one time loved. So it's kind of wild to see.
Yeah, he's, I guess, that desperate for attention. He's always, you know, being a musical performer and superstar in that area has never been enough for him as far as attention. He has to get it by doing extreme things in other, you know, forms of life. So
yeah, they're saying Kim Kardashian is going for solo custody now. For kids, because she's worried about what he's doing. So he is trending again for another day. But some great news, a wonderful story about a beautiful wedding coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So this is interesting. Today is the most popular day of the year to get propose to somebody. I didn't know that. I would have thought Valentine's Day. It's March 20th.
How they know that?
I don't know.
They don't know that.
But they even tagged it National Proposal Day. It is the most popular day to get engaged. So it seems fitting that there's a story that's gone viral of these identical twins, Caleb and Jeremy Baker. They're 21 years old. They just got married to twins.
Yeah.
Twin sisters. And I always thought that was weird, but the way they planned it, it's not weird. It's just, it's odd when you see twins marrying twins.
It is weird.
It's, there's something like, oh, that's something you don't see every day.
Yeah.
But I thought this was super special. So to give each couple their special moment, Caleb, one of the brothers, and Brooklyn Stutler exchanged their vows first. And then Jeremy and Kristen Stutler following shortly thereafter, so they could have two individual weddings. They didn't get married at the same time. Mm-hmm. And each brother was the best man at the other brother's wedding. So one did it. And same for the sisters. They were the maids of honor for each other. I thought that was the sweetest thing.
Yeah, until you try to have a conversation with one of them. And they don't know anything going on in the world other than what their twin does. I mean, come on. Yeah. Are they all going to live in the same house too?
Well,
did they wear the matching tuxedos and matching wedding gowns and the whole thing?
They did. They did wear matching tuxes and matching dresses. Now, I think the whole wedding is sweet. They're each having their own time and they get to be best man and maids of honor. Uh-huh. But they are going on the honeymoon together.
No. Yeah,
see, don't you think?
That's too much.
Part I have a problem with.
Me too.
And you know what the most interesting part of this story to me is? Huh. Is that when they have kids, their kids are going to be closer in relation, like blood relation, genetics, than half brothers and sisters. So if each one has a daughter, then those kids are going to be cousins, first cousins, but in genetics, they're going to be closer than even a half brother or half sister, because not only are they what you call double first cousins, but they're double first cousins of twins.
Man, that sounds like a Jerry Springer.
Oh, man.
I'm double first cousins of twins. You're like, do what? Do what?
Yeah, that is one of the most country backwoods sounding things. We're double first cousins. That means is if your parents, if your parents' siblings married siblings, so you got two brothers that married two sisters, but it takes it another step because they're twins, identical twins, all of them.
Yeah. What a scene.
Double first cousins is always country sounding. And then so is, you can be watching a cop show in New York, take place in New York, and they'll use the phrase next of kin.
Next of kin. Been, yeah,
if that's not a country sounding phrase,
yeah.
You got to alert the next of kin. That's my kin folks. Yeah.
That would be the great name for a bluegrass band, Double First Cousins. That would be sick. Welcome to stage. Double First Cousins. Just start shredding.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.